Hello, we are a sixth grade students from Glenwood Springs Middle School. We have been researching the Colorado River watershed. Here is information and tips about how to keep our rivers clean and healthy. Take a listen.
People have been littering the river for a long time, and most of that is trashing the environment. The litter flows into the river, polluting it. Cars like oil and brake dust also flows into the river. The river is a place to relax and watch the environment, but you can't do that if the river is filled with trash. My goal is to help clean and pick up the river. If you want to do something about that, you may as well get started by picking up any stray trash you find. If you don't, it may wash into the river. Also, the animals that depend on the river to survive might die from the trash. Since 2000, the river NMS has seen an almost 80% decline in the fish biomass. The weight of all the trout collected in a certain area, says Jim White, an aquatic biologist for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The river has not been healthy with all the trash in it, either tossed from car windows or dropped from a hand. This makes the river more and more dangerous to animals that depend on that very river. The river is not a slave. Don't treat it like one. It's free to be clean and healthy. It doesn't have to be dirty, but it can't make that decision. It needs us to make that choice.
This has been a collaboration between Glenwood Springs Middle School, Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Support for this project comes from the Colorado River District.